When Pam Houston is looking for good material to write about, she says she takes 19th century author Henry James' advice. A writer should strive to be a person on whom nothing is lost.
Which just basically means pay attention. So I pay attention all the time. I pay attention when I'm out in nature. I pay attention when I'm overhearing conversations in a restaurant. I pay attention at the grocery store. I pay attention if I happen to be lucky enough to find myself in Tibet or Bhutan or Turkey. You know, I'm an attention payer, and I'm collecting details. I'm collecting small or sometimes large, but mostly momentary things that I feel some sort of resonance with.
An only child to older parents, Houston spent most of her younger years with her babysitter, Martha, who taught her to read.
They would pull me out of nursery school on Wednesdays, and I would read to the second and third graders.
She wrote stories throughout her childhood, majored in English in college, and went to grad school for writing. She wrote books, Cowboys Are My Weakness, Waltzing the Cat, A Little More About Me, and Sighthound. And now her fifth book, a series of adventures that span across the globe called Contents May Have Shifted. The series of adventure stories highlight poignant moments of hers during her travels. She says she got her love of adventure from her parents.
Travel and writing has always gone together for me. My parents were travelers. They were great travelers. We never saved money as a family. Every time we got, you know, $100 ahead, we went on a trip. And those trips often turned out to be adventures because we would go farther than we had money to go.
Here's an excerpt from one of her stories that's set in Alaska.
When I left on this month-long adventure, Ethan gave me a Mike Schmidt baseball card and dangling poet earrings, black on black. Now the woman who lives in his cell phone says, "Ethan is not available," with just a hint of impatience in her voice. I am up front, next to the pilot, Halifax William behind me, a woman from Juneau next to him, our three packs taking up every inch of space in the tail. The pilot turns the plane in a tight circle. We accelerate and lift off, and before he is even pulled in the flaps, the first glacier is in front of us, huge and dirty and violent with stretch marks, plunging out of the cloud cover and into the shimmering sun. Instantly, I feel that old surge come back, that seizing of my own life on my own terms. It is such a physical thing, like the time I had my forearm shattered and the nurse came in every 4 hours on the dot to give me a shot of morphine. That's how physical. And I look down at the glacier and the ice-ridged peaks that go on forever behind it and say, "Remember this, remember this, remember this the next time you think it's over because some man or some hope or some life takes away instead of gives. Remember this and get on an airplane, a small one if possible, because it always works."
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ann Bryce.